Hello and welcome to Talkin' Telehealth. I'm Erica Grau.
And I'm Kathy Ford.
Telehealth is having a dramatic impact on the way patient care is being delivered. On our show, we'll examine how telehealth can simplify communication, improve office workflow, and most importantly, drive better patient care. In addition to hearing some great clinical stories about telehealth in practice, we'll talk about where telehealth is today and where it's going, including how the latest regulations are impacting provider operations and reimbursement. You can find podcasts of previous episodes of Talkin' Telehealth on our program page at healthcarenowradio.com and rhinogram.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at #TalkinTelehealth and follow us at Rhinogram on Twitter. All right, well, Kathy, it's so great to be back with you, well, again, virtually. So as many of you guys probably heard last month, Kathy did a fascinating episode of Talkin' Telehealth with Shannon Hastings, our CTO here at Rhinogram.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to catch up with Shannon and kind of hear his words of wisdom around integration and technology and compliance and all things in that category. And I think it's interesting, we didn't know it then, but certainly the conversations that we had around security and HIPAA are really germane as, you know, based on what we're going through today. Even though the government, of course, has relaxed the requirements around HIPAA compliance in order to support those urgent needs of treating patients, making it as convenient as possible, the reality is it still puts many things at risk. And I think we also all know that these regulations are going to resume. So our recommendation, of course, to anyone looking at alternate solutions, do make sure that you're looking at a solution that is HIPAA compliant from the get-go. It will make things a lot easier as you're trying to transition those records, make sure that they're permanent and uneditable, and of course, securely managed and encrypted and all those really important things. So if you've not listened to that episode, especially in these times, we highly suggest it.
All right. Well, all that being said, Kathy, I'm so happy to be back here with you. So as Kathy kind of touched on, this month's episode is going to be a little different because of all of the new realities that we're currently facing. So both across healthcare and our daily lives. So we have a couple different interesting perspectives and guidance from practices facing two very different sets of challenges, and we're going to talk about that during this episode. So before we get started, I just want to say there are not enough words to thank the thousands of healthcare workers that put others before themselves and often their families to help those that are suffering right now. This is what truly makes our country so different from many others. We thank you. We appreciate you. We want to support you. As we watched March go through dramatic changes as COVID took a hold of our country, we felt that it was necessary to pause and focus on what was most relevant, also so that we were up to date with the most up-to-date information during these ever-changing times. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about what everyone else on the planet is talking about right now, but I think we have a unique spin, so.
It's certainly the topic of the day is COVID-19. But what we want to speak about specifically are around two main challenges that providers are facing in the outpatient setting. I've been fortunate enough to have had a whole bunch of conversations with our existing practices. We have over 400 of them, varying in specialties and sizes, all the way up to health systems. And really the goal for me was first, I wanted to understand what they were going through, what were their current challenges, concerns, and really just understand their current climate. But secondly, of course, I wanted to know what can Rhinogram do. So what I want to share today is what I learned, of course, and then also what they have as suggestions for other practices to survive this very unusual period of time. So in these conversations, there were really two predominant themes that continued to come through. The first one was this. My practice has to close. It's considered elective. And these are practices that, you know, we've all read about. So dentists, orthodontists, orthopedics, chiropractors, so many others. So what's really important, if you are one of those practices that has been forced to close, Of course, you're facing a number of really tough challenges. You've probably had to furlough your staff, or some of your staff. You are no longer going to your office on a day-to-day basis, which is where your patients know where to reach you. You are now completely disconnected from patients that may be in the middle of care, for example. So these practices that I spoke to want you to think about the following. Number one statement has been stay engaged. Stay engaged with both your existing and your prospective patients. Now, what does that mean? Because of course, maybe that seems obvious. The challenge is the way that we would typically choose to stay engaged, which is predominantly by way of the telephone and your patients calling into the practice, doesn't exist. Everybody, you're closed, your staff is at home, some of them are furloughed. So then what do? You have to use technology in order to do this. So stay engaged, let's start there. Number two, you need to market your services. So what does that mean again? Let's take the dental space. So dentists had to close all their practices, but there are still emergency cases. Where does a patient go in order to have emergency dental work done? If they can't reach you over the phone, what do? They're going to start searching for somebody who can address their issue. So market yourself as somebody who is available to treat emergency cases. It may not be a fit for every specialty, but we do know that for many, it is a way to actually build your patient base up. And of course, it's a terrific way to be responsive when patients are in need. How do you do that? Well, you naturally need to update your website in order to do that. And you need to have a convenient way for your patients to reach you, which naturally is not going to be by way of your office phone if nobody is sitting in the office every day to take it. Again, this is going to be a consistent statement here. You're going to have to use technology to get you through this. But also, frankly, it is our future. So when I talk about technology, I'm talking about the most convenient way for patients to get a hold of you, which is by way of text. Like I said at the beginning, it needs to be compliant. So you need a platform like Rhinogram that is going to allow your patients to text you, and you can be anywhere and be able to respond to them. Not only you as the practitioner, but also your staff as well. And that includes my second point around marketing your services. You want to be able to advertise that if you have a question, you're not sure if you have an emergency, let patients text you. And if you have the right technology in place, you're going to get notified right away and you're going to be able to respond and triage right away. When I talk about triage, what does that mean? It means the ability for your patients to take a picture potentially of something, to be able to send that to you or to the right person on your team, to be able to respond, perhaps send a picture back, send a document back, but at least to be able to have a conversation in a way that, again, is comfortable for your patient, but also convenient for you as a practitioner that is clearly facing a new normal. Also, in the setting of a closed office, you still have a team. Your team is going to come back to you when we get through this period and you're ready to reopen. But in the meantime, there are still topics, issues, whether it's billing or scheduling or clinical care or treatments or care plans that your staff has been managing. And you don't want your staff to be using their personal phone to be talking about PHI for all sorts of reasons. We all know why. So you need a tool, a technology platform that's going to give you the ability to communicate with your team in a protected way and also in a convenient way. So you need to be thinking about internal chat functionality that sits on your platform, your communication platform, so that you can have these easy conversations, keep your staff engaged, but also keep them safe as well. And then lastly, what our clients told us is they're focused on opening. And so as a part of that focus, they're thinking about how do they manage rescheduling all of those patients that have been on, that were on the schedule for these last 45, 60 days? How do they manage the process of rebooking them? And again, if you think about if the phone is your strategy to do that, you are probably going to struggle. And so thinking about, again, using a way that patients can communicate with your team in order to get rescheduled in a way that can be managed, can be organized, can be routed, prioritized, and the patient feels like you're addressing their needs. They feel like you're thinking about them, but they're also not stuck on the phone or having to leave voicemails, and you're not having to voicemail back and forth. So think about what it's going to mean when you're going to reopen your practice. How are you going to deal with all those patients that are backlogged and needing to get into your practice?
Such good points, Kathy. I think a lot of people don't realize that with these practices being closed, they don't have access to some of these shared resources like the office phone or the office email. So I think you touched on a lot of really great points of even finding technology that's easy for the staff to use right now is also so key. So I know it's really still kind of early, but for some of these practices that are doing a good job of adopting some of those things on your list, what kind of results are they seeing?
Well, it's been really terrific to hear. So for those practices that have been facing that closure situation, they have reported to us about how emergency patients have had an easy time and an easy way to be triaged so that they don't immediately go to the emergency department. We all know, no matter what specialty you're in healthcare, whether it's oral health or medical health, we all have a duty and a mission to keep our patients out of the emergency room, if at all possible, for so many reasons. And oftentimes, we also know when patients are not feeling well in some form or fashion, they are often not sure what to do. And so by having access to these practices, their doctors, for whatever the particular issue was, they enjoyed and appreciated the fact, in fact, praised many of these practices on public sites where you can put your ratings about the fact that they had a quick response, they were put at ease, and there was no inconvenience whatsoever. Second, I will tell you that our clinics and practices are reporting back about how during this time when staff is feeling unsure and concerned, that the ability to stay connected, to still be engaged in patient events and activities has been a godsend. And so the ability to, again, be in a virtual environment, a virtual office by way of a secure platform has been a winning approach for these solutions. In fact, it's probably one of the leading pieces of feedback that we get. And then the third I would tell you is really the acceptance of this approach as a new normal, and that patients are feeling safe and that they don't have to come in for everything when they're having an issue, that for some specialties and in some cases, doctors and physicians have been able to triage and diagnose and then prescribe if necessary. And that's all happened in a virtual way. And they've been able to do that because they've had a platform that's given them the tools in order to do that. So we're very, very happy to hear that, and certainly relieved that Rhinogram has been a great tool for those practices that have had to close in order to survive during this period.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Telehealth with Kathy Ford and Erica Grau. This episode has been brought to you by Rhinogram, a leader in cloud-based HIPAA-compliant telehealth communications that connects patients, clinicians, and office administrators through confidential text-based interactions in real time.
So we just talked about what you should do if your practice is unfortunately closed right now. Let's talk about the other side of the situation. My practice is in a surge of patient activity, and I'm needing to look to new approaches to manage these patients' needs. And frankly, how do I continue to deliver care? Where do these people start, Kathy?
Yes, so this is really, you know, of the two scenarios out of all the conversations I've been fortunate to have, this is the other side of the situation. Complete surge of patient activity, in no way prepared to address 4 or 5 times the number of phone calls coming in of patients with concerns. And so again, when you're facing a situation like this, you cannot hire additional bodies or add phone lines fast enough in a crisis like this. And what we have been seeing so far, and we haven't even gotten to the peak yet. So again, this is a technology must. You have to leverage technology to become way more efficient and also way more responsive to these patients. So there is absolutely no way that we're going to ever be able to rebound to the old way. But this is what practices are doing in order to manage this. They know that they need to stay engaged with their patients now more than ever. You know, most of these practices that are seeing the surge, these are OBGYN practices, pediatric practices, internal medicine, primary care, allergy centers. This is who I'm hearing from. So they already had a really steady flow of patient activities, and now they have patients that may have symptoms. They have patients that have other issues that are going through treatment on a care plan, have, you know, in chronic care. You have patients that have prescription refills that are not sure how to go about that. And so these practices are saying, more than ever, stay engaged. Make sure that your patients know that they don't have to rely on a phone or your staff being able to get to the phone in order to keep them engaged. Just like with the other scenario, we are hearing that helping patients to know that they can come to you in a potential emergency as the first place to go has been also really important for these folks. The CDC announced when COVID really took off in our country in March, the CDC told patients to not to go into the hospital, the emergency department, or their doctor's office, that they needed to call first. The idea of asking people not to go in and to triage at home is, of course, the right thing to do. It makes perfect sense. However, there has been no accommodation for how to address this huge increase of phone calls. And so our practices using Rhinogram and other solutions or technology are managing this influx of patient activity and patient questions, the need to triage symptoms virtually in the comfort of their home has been a saving grace. And so when you have a solution that you can set up templates and essentially have a set of questions, do you have a temperature for how long? Have you been around somebody who has been diagnosed, so on and so forth. We know the questions. To be able to send those off to 6 to 10 patients at almost the same time is massive efficiency gains. And so these practices are pleading with everybody else to adopt the technology so that you can better connect and stay connected with your patients. This is also a great opportunity to use the technology like this to set the expectations for those patients that need to come into your practice. So they need to come in. They need to know what to expect. Is your parking lot the new waiting room? We hear a lot of practices adopting this new workflow, and it seems to be working. And so what's the best way to tell your patient that it's their turn to come in? To let them know they need to bring their own pen if they're going to sign something, that you're not going to provide any kind of pens. To let them know how you're cleaning and sanitizing your waiting room, your chairs, your rooms. These are all super important things to relay to patients before they come in, and the phone is not going to be your answer. You also want to make sure that you are looking for solutions that allow patients to get to you first. So this is often called patient-initiated care conversations, but just frankly, patients call you on the phone when they need something, they need another way. And so making sure that you are looking at technology solutions that also think about patient centricity, which means they can get to you before you decide to get to them. Those are really the top top pointers from our clients, ranging from individual private practices to large entities, owned entities, up to busy multidisciplinary facilities. After hearing these tips and the realities that are really happening out in the ambulatory space, there really is no way that we can ever go back to the old way. I recently read a really interesting short study that Frontline of US Healthcare Survey put out, and it's really recent. It's from the first week of April. And what it told us is that right now, 57% of frontline providers are using some kind of telehealth. So that is way up from where we were, say, end of last year, significant change. Also, 97% of primary care physicians are using some kind of telehealth. They're probably the last of the bunch to really choose to adopt. Where we find ourselves today is that primary care physicians know that this is the only way that they're going to be able to provide virtual care, and they have to use it regularly. What's interesting is, out of all of those physicians, 35% of those cases were COVID. 20% of them were non-COVID but urgent, and then another 20% were just routine. So what that says to me is that telehealth as a way to deliver care is becoming mainstream and more regularly accepted and certainly adopted. The bottom line is that we're in a triage mode right now, truly from every sense of the word, and this is our new normal, and telehealth is a part of that. It is really the new standard of care. We've seen each state continue to expand coverage, regulations, remove some of the original conditions in order to use telehealth, which has made delivering care the most convenient and with just about every barrier removed. And that's where we need to stay.
Thank you, Kathy, again, for all your wonderful insights on how practices should handle being open or being closed during this time. Next month, we'll be bringing another COVID special edition of Talk in Telehealth. So as new businesses open and practices open in certain states, we'll be covering what we've learned and the unintended consequences. I just want to remind everyone that we are live on Healthcare Radio now, weekdays at 3 a.m., 11 a.m., and 7 p.m. Eastern. As always, if you want to talk telehealth with Kathy or I, or have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@rhinogram.com or send a text to 423-800-7644.
Thanks, Erica. And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening. I too want to thank everyone on the front lines and on the back office that are providing care, treating the patients, and sacrificing so much of themselves in order to keep people healthy and save lives. We really do appreciate it. And before I say goodbye, as a reminder, and as we have been guided by the CDC and other entities, keep your social distancing going at least 6 feet apart, wash your hands as often as you can, and don't touch your face. That's the best way for all of us to continue to stay healthy and to help flatten this curve and move on from here. With that, thanks again, and be safe until next time.
Thank you for joining us on Talk and Telehealth, recorded at Rhinogram headquarters in beautiful Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can learn more about Talk and Telehealth on the show's program page at healthcarenowradio.com or rhinogram.com. Find us on iTunes under Healthcare Now Radio, or tune in Monday through Friday and listen through your smart speaker by asking, play Healthcare Now Radio. And be sure to connect with Rhinogram on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, if it's in the world of telehealth, we're talking about it.